A pedestrian was killed on the A1 near Zenningerberg yesterday evening after being struck by a car around 6 p.m. Police are investigating the cause of the accident and an autopsy has been ordered. Seven people were hospitalised with carbon monoxide poisoning after a cellar fire on Dijkstraat in Esch late last night. Luxembourg's next wage indexation is now expected in the third quarter of 2026, according to Statec. In other news, Belgium's National Security Council is holding an emergency meeting today after drone sightings at airports caused chaos for travellers and raised security concerns. The US government shutdown is now threatening air travel. Up to 10% of flights at 40 major airports could be cancelled if air traffic controllers are not paid. Typhoon Kalmagi has killed at least 140 people in the Philippines and up to 130 people remain missing. And a German court has sentenced a palliative care nurse to life in prison for murdering 10 patients and attempting to kill 27 others with lethal injections. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu. It's a sunny day overall, with a few clouds at lunchtime. After a chilly start, we'll see double digits by mid-morning, rising to highs of 14 degrees in the early afternoon.